Annie and the Old One, recording 4. Clearly she heard the teacher as she spoke to the girls outside. "The other shoe, please." Her voice was pleasant. There was silence. Limping, one shoe on and one shoe gone, the teacher came into the room. The girls followed, giggling and holding their hands across their mouths. "I know it's funny," the teacher said, "but now I need the shoe." Annie looked at the boards of the floor. A shiny black beetle crawled between the cracks. The door opened and a man teacher came inside with a shoe in his hand. As he passed Annie's desk, he touched her shoulder and smiled down at her. "I saw someone playing tricks," he said. The teacher looked at Annie and the room was very still. When school was over for the day, Annie waited. Timidly, with hammering heart, she went to the teacher's desk. Do you want my mother and father to come to the school tomorrow?" she asked. "No, Annie," the teacher said. "I have the shoe. Everything is all right." Annie's face was hot and her hands were cold. She turned and ran. She was the last to climb on the bus. Finally, there was her own bus stop. She hopped down and slowly trudged the long way home. She stopped beside the loom. The rug was now much higher than her waist. That night she curled up in a blanket. She slept lightly and awakened before dawn. There was no sound from her mother's sheepskin. Her grandmother was a quiet hump in her blanket. Annie heard only her father's loud, sleepy breathing. There was no other sound on the whole earth except the howling of a coyote from far across the desert. In the dim light of early morning, Annie crept outside to the night pen where the sheep were sleeping. The dry wood creaked when she opened the gate and pushed it wide open against the fence. She tugged at the sleeping sheep until one stood quietly. Then the others stood also, uncertain, shoving together. The lead goat turned toward the open gate and Annie slipped her fingers through his belled collar. She curled her fingers across the bell, muffling its sound, and led the goat through the gate. The sheep followed. She led them across the sand and around the small mesa where she released the goat. "Go," she said. She ran back to the hogan and slithered under her blanket and lay shivering. Now her family would hunt the sheep all day. This would be a day where her mother would not weave.